Welcome to the second episode of For When Forensics Fail, the podcast where we explore the various applications of behavioral analysis to different aspects of crime. In this episode, we will be talking about the importance of the crime scene and assessment. There are two main approaches to profiling, deductive and inductive. The deductive approach is case-focused and attempts to infer characteristics of an offender from an analysis of the evidence gathered from a particular crime or series of crimes. Deduction involves drawing a conclusion from what the profiler already knows. In contrast, the inductive analysis concentrates on statistical averages of the characteristics of the quote-unquote typical offender. Induction involves making an inference from what the profiler already knows. With inductive reasoning, because a profiler cannot be certain about the premises, they cannot always be sure of their conclusions. The deductive approach is more aligned with the clinical approach to profiling, while inductive reasoning is more closely aligned with the statistical approach. It is important to underline that the FBI's deductive process, which was its main focus during the early years, puts a heavy emphasis on discovering the reasons a perpetrator committed the crime. The process assumes that the perpetrator's offense-related behavior reflects their specific motivations, which in turn will be associated with specific personality traits and mannerisms of the offender. For example, if a profiler thinks a crime was motivated by a desire for revenge, the profiler might look for such traits such as hot-headedness or reactive aggression in the suspect pool. The FBI's approach also relies heavily on the reasoning, experience, insight, and intuition of the profiler, thus making it very clinical in orientation. When analyzing the crime scene, profilers will ask themselves questions such as, how much time did the offender spend here? What was their interaction with the victims? What was their sophistication level? They first start by classifying the offender into one of two types of organization levels, organized or disorganized. The organized offender will plan it in advance, fantasize about committing the crime, bring all of the elements necessary to commit the crime, and then take them away with him or her after the crime. The disorganized offender, in contrast, is impulsive. They don't plan out the crime in advance. They might have lowered inhibitions, and because of most likely abusing drugs or alcohol, they will basically pick up the elements along the way, such as a knife from the kitchen, and may leave behind a lot of forensic evidence for law enforcement to find. Criminal profilers can also look into the sophistication level in terms of getting access to victims. If an offender doesn't have a very high skill level in terms of getting access to victims, they'll pick victims who lead very high-risk lives, such as prostitutes, drug addicts, and the homeless, whereas a very sophisticated offender will be able to acquire victims in the privacy of their own homes. Another thing looked at is the choice of weapon. Using a weapon such as a gun and shooting from a distance versus using a knife and getting close to the victim can show whether or not this kill was personal to the offender or give details as to what the motivation of the offender really is. The location of a crime can also tell us a lot about the offender's confidence. Did the crime occur on a farm with no witnesses, or did it happen in the center of a city, where at any given moment there may be 50 to 1,000 potential eyewitnesses? Profilers look for clues in the crime scene, such as the modus operandi, personation, or a signature, and whether or not there is any staging, souvenir, or trophy taking, or psychological undoing. The modus operandi, or MO, refers to the actions and procedures an offender uses to commit a crime successfully. It is a behavioral pattern that an offender learns as they gain more experience in committing their crimes. The MO is subject to change. Repeat offenders may change their MO in an attempt to become more effective with their offenses. For example, serial burglars might find new tools or different methods of disarming an alarm system, and serial killers might become more daring with their victim selection or evidence they leave for the police. Although the MO cannot be ignored, investigators may make a serious error if they place too much significance in this aspect when linking crimes, since it is subject to change. Personation refers to any behavior that goes beyond what is necessary to commit the crime. When such behaviors are demonstrated by a serial offender, it is called the signature. For example, a serial offender may leave at each of the crime scenes evidence of repetitive or ritualistic behavior. The signature may involve specific items left behind or removed from the scene, or other symbolic patterns such as writings or drawings. Some burglars tailor their signature to convey messages to victims and investigators, hoping to induce emotional reactions from the victims like fear or anger. If there are murder victims, personation or a signature may involve body positioning, mutilation, or other symbolic gestures on the body that are primarily significant only to the offender. According to FBI profiling approaches, the signature is often believed to be a sign of psychopathology. The reasoning behind this assertion is that mentally disordered people, ironically, demonstrate greater consistency in behavior from situation to situation than healthy people. Staging is another behavioral pattern sometimes found at a crime scene, a suspected suicide, or an accidental death. It is the intentional alteration of a scene prior to the arrival of the police. Staging is believed to be done for one of two reasons. Either to redirect the investigation away from the most logical suspect, or to protect the victim or the victim's family from public embarrassment. Thus, staging may be done by the perpetrator, for example, staging a crime scene to make a domestic murder look like a home invasion killing, or by someone who discovers the victim or evidence of a crime. Trophy taking and souvenir taking are other behavioral patterns sometimes encountered in crime scene analysis, particularly with reference to violent crimes. A trophy is an item taken from the scene or from the victim that symbolizes the offender's triumph over the victim, and it typically represents the force used against the victim or the victim's subjugation. A souvenir is a meaningful item taken by the offender to remember the incident, reminding the offender of the pleasure gained from the crime, such as jewelry taken from the victim. Although the souvenir may seem more harmless than the trophy, both types of items may represent an attempt to psychologically control the victim after the crime, if the victim survives, or taunt loved ones if the victim does not. Another concept sometimes encountered in crime scene profiling or analysis is undoing. This is a behavioral pattern evident at the crime scene in which an offender tries to psychologically undo the crime. For example, a distraught or an emotionally upset offender who kills the victim may try to undo his or her actions by placing the body in bed, perhaps even resting the head on a pillow and covering the body with blankets. The offender also may place the victim upright in a chair, trying to desperately return the victim into a natural-looking state. In other cases, a offender may try to dehumanize the victim by engaging in actions that obscure the victim's identity, such as excessive facial battery. Other offenders may objectify victims by placing them face down. Undoing is similar to staging, but is less directed at the police finding out what really happened and more directed at making the offender feel better about the offense.
Thank you for listening to the 4-1 Forensics Fail podcast. For episode transcripts and resources, visit our Notion page, which can be found in the podcast description box of whatever platform you are listening on. Signing off!